Hi, Radio Projects. Hi, PPG. Welcome.
Morning, Doyle. See you, buddy.
Hi, BP. Morning, 9. How are you? Hi, old man.
Hey, Eric. Good to see you, buddy. Can you hear me,
morning?
Yeah.
Good. Trying something a little different with my mic this morning.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Hi, new job.
Uh-oh.
That's scary. What's going to happen?
Hi, Moon Child, IBP49.
Nurse Tuttles.
Hi,
Tuttles.
Oh, man, I'm all messed up here. Let's see.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Radio Project, good to see ya. I don't know how to say this guy. UIHPVJBWU. Good to see you.
That's how you say it. Welcome, UIHPJBWQ. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Tina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America. Reaching out to the Netherlands. Well, I don't mean the Netherlands. I mean to all the other lands in the world. listening to us on downloads and live feeds throughout the world on all the continents.
Yay!
Except Antarctica.
Oh.
Antarctica.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Dang those scientists. Come on, guys. Want to welcome everybody to our show. It's good to see you. It's Monday. So good to meet.
Uh-oh.
Mamas and papas.
Full-on blizzard out there in Canada.
Oh, my goodness. Woo!
Stay warm, my friends. Stay warm.
Stay warm.
Holy moly.
Fire burning.
Yeah, you don't have to go anywhere. Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh, but you got to go. He's got to go to the dentist tomorrow. I hope that's not far from your house.
Hey, you can put the dentist off. You don't. I'm telling you right now, you do not
they
have
canceled
to.
It. They canceled it. Oh, SJ187, yeah. Welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how often you see something like that.
I don't know.
Is that a usual thing out there, Tuttles? Is it usual to have all that?
Hi, SK187. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody.
Okay, hey, Sava.
2 years. Oh, okay. Oh, Sava. Okay. SJ is Sava. Welcome, Sava. Nice to have you. Nice coffee, huh?
Nice hot coffee. Mm-hmm. Cup of coffee.
That's
to go.
Everybody
yeah,
needs.
Buddy. Everybody, yeah. Yeah. I woke up a little under the weather. Woke up a little under the weather this morning. I don't know why. Just wasn't feeling very good. But you know what?
This will get you.
Tina Joe came to the rescue. She got me laughing this morning, and now I feel great. Laughter is the best medicine. I'm telling you,
it does work like that.
It does. It does. Laughter gets you going. It gets you out of that. It gets those endorphins going. You know, it gets the good chemistry in your body firing around. And I'm telling you, I just feel a whole lot better right now. Thank you, Dina.
Good.
Joe.
You're very welcome. I can make you laugh.
That's one thing we're good at, is making each other laugh. That's for sure, right?
Oh,
there.
And others. That's why we have you all here.
That's what we try to do. We try to make everybody laugh. We try to make everybody have a good time. That's what this show is all about. We're anti-anger, anti-hate. We don't talk religion or politics. We leave that for all the other better and more qualified people out there in podcast land. And we just try to have a good time. We try to have a good time. We try to have a laugh and giggle and get you having a good time, laughing and giggling. That way we can get those good endorphins firing through our our systems and just feel better. Yeah. Hey, that friend of ours, Ron Dial, that we listened to. Ron Dial.
Rob Dial. Rob Dial.
Rob
Dial. Yes.
Sorry. Rob Dial.
That's okay.
Podbean came out with their top 10.
I know. I saw his picture on there.
Yeah, top 10 podcasts, and he's in the one for, what was it, mental health and that kind of stuff?
Motivation.
But anyway, yeah. He's number one in one of the categories.
Oh, hi, Michelle. Hi, Tron Cat. Meow, meow.
So
that's awesome.
Let's give Rob a big cheer.
I love him, and I remember when I first started listening to him, and I was talking to you guys about him, and saying, you guys got to listen to him.
Yeah, so good job, Rob. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good
Rob, what was that? What was the name of his podcast?
Mindset Mentor.
Mindset Mentor.
Mindset Mentor.
Very down-to-earth stuff. Down-to-earth stuff. Were you going to say something, Eric? I just kind of chased you right out of the conversation.
I'm just getting done sharing the show.
Oh, okay. Got a little couple of quotes here from Betty White. I saw these today, and I thought, yeah, Betty White. She says, kindness and consideration of somebody besides yourself keeps you feeling young. Those are wise words. Yeah. And another thing she said, I like this one. I just make it my business to get along with people so I can have fun. It's that simple. There you go. That's it. Wise words from Betty White. Betty White. Thanks, Betty. I saw Grammy was watching some what's that show, Golden Girls?
Oh, yeah.
Golden Girls.
Yeah, she was watching some of those yesterday. I couldn't believe it. It was funny.
Well, they had a, is it yesterday or is it today that they're having a marathon? But the Golden Girls comes on the Hallmark Channel at 9 o'clock now.
Yeah, now that's what she
did. Christmas is over. But I think that they're having a marathon. I think it's today. All day today is Golden Girls. And then tonight they're doing that movie I was telling you about when she passed away. I was watching it. It's the something Valentine, the Lost Valentine. Uh-huh. Oh, it's so good. It makes Oh, it's so good. It was good. It's a good movie.
You know, she was absolutely hilarious.
Oh, she's
and there was funny. Something that I always thought about her is that it always seemed genuine. You know, it seemed like it was really coming from her heart. She was just funny, you know, and she just loved life. You know, she just was a funny person, loved life, and was just having a good time. Just having a good time. And we should all be like that. I mean, come on, you know.
And she grew, I mean, the times that they went through, think about that, you know, that all the hard times, you know, it's, they went through hard times too. And she decided to have a good attitude through it all.
What year was she born, Derek? Do you remember? Do you recall the year Betty White
She was born in 1922, that, you know, January 17th, 100 years ago today.
Oh wow.
Well, you know what?
Today would have been her 100th birthday.
Amazing.
Look at this stuff she lived through. She lived through World War I, World War II, all the battles. She lived through all that. And
that's what that movie's about, is a war movie, kind of a war movie, a love story. So, yeah, that makes sense then. Hi, John.
Yeah, she lived through that stuff, and she lived through the Great Depression.
Welcome back, Dee.
You know, the Prohibition and all that stuff. And she lived through a lot of history. She lived. She was alive when the airplane flew for the first time.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing!
I mean, you know, at the beginning of the car, at the automobiles, she lived a dual. I mean, man, she lived a life. Mm-hmm. Ain't that something? I don't know why I started thinking about her this morning. I think because I saw those quotes. I think that I saw those quotes, and it just kind of stirred some memories.
Quotes.
Yes.
Really good quotes. Yeah. I mean, those are something that we should aspire to have in our life a little bit of. You know, would make things a little bit more simpler.
I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of that stuff coming out. There's going to be a lot of that stuff coming out with her quotes of that.
Yeah.
Good person. Had a lot of good things. Brought joy to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And she's one of those people that if somebody come up to me and they went, oh, you know what? I've got some dirt on her though. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just this type of person. I go, yeah, I don't want to hear it. You know. I'm not really a want to hear dirt on people thing guy.
No, you know what? Because it's not worth it. It's just not. You know what? If you have dirt on so bad that you want to talk about that person, maybe you should go talk to that person about it instead of talking to other people about it. I just don't like that. I don't like that kind of trying to get people involved. It's just.
Yeah, let me go as far as to say this too. I mean, there are people that, you know, I'm not fond of. I'm not fond of people. Right. I mean, your life is full of that. People you're not fond of. And I won't go as far as to say I hate people. But, you know, there's people I'm just not fond of. I'm not interested in any kind of relationship with them and all that. But I still don't want to hear dirt. I still don't want to hear anything that somebody say, hey, let me tell you a secret. No, keep that secret to yourself. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear it. You know, I'm just not interested. I'm just not interested in getting in and playing in the mud. You know what I'm saying? Nah, mm-hmm. Gotta leave it. Leave it. Yeah. So, you know, that's one of the best ways to combat that. That's one of the best ways to combat gossip. It's just say, I'm not interested. I am mm-hmm. not interested in that. And I really believe this too, that the majority of gossip isn't true. I mean, I just don't believe it. You know, it's just, I think it's all just exaggerations and made up stuff. You know, it's just to make whoever saying the gossip feel so much better in their life because they have shortcomings and they can't deal with their own shortcomings in their own life. So they make up stuff about other people to feel better. You know, put it down. Fight gossip. Tell it no. Get out of here.
And Jones makes a great point. He says, if they talk to you about others, they will talk to you to others. Wait, did I say that
talk
right?
About you to hey, Jess. Others. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so that is so true. Too.
Hi,
that
Jess.
That is so true. Yeah, yeah. I think I've been the subject of a few gossip trains, you know, in my life.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
We all have. Hey, Jess Duck. Good to see you.
Jealousy. Very true.
I was thinking about you the other day, and, you know, I don't think I've said it. If I have, I don't think I've said it enough. I just want to thank you, Jess Duck, because you are one of the ones that have been with this podcast, you know, from
since
basically
Dreadnought.
Dreadnought days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just, I really appreciate your loyalty and your support and everything for what we do. You are a blessing to us. So thank you. Thank you, Jess Duck. Thank you. You know, I was thinking that this is show, what is this? Hold on. This is show number 436 on our way to 500 shows. So that's not that far away, really. I mean, if you think about it, we're not that far away from 500 shows. And about the time our 500th show comes around will be about the time of our 2-year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Holy moly. Can you guys believe that we have been doing this? We're closing in on those two milestones, 500 shows and 2-year anniversary. Who would have thought that we'd be still doing this with that? I mean, it just, and it all just started as just having fun, you know, just having fun goofing off. So my hat's tipped to everybody that's coming in and joining the show. Thank you for being a part of this. We deeply appreciate all your support and all that. I mean, you guys are the best. We just thank you guys a lot. You guys are the best. We had a lot of things going on in the NFL today. Who better to tell us about it?
Who let the dog?
Dan the A-Dog.
Hey, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric present the A-Dog Sports Report starting right now.
Morning, everybody.
Aaron, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I watched a lot of NFL football over the weekend.
And I didn't because I knew you were doing it. So I'm ready for your report, man.
Shout out to the Bengals. They won their first playoff game in more than 30 years over the weekend.
Nice. Way to go, Bengals. Who did they play, Aaron?
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, my gosh, they beat the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. I bet they're playing high today.
Then the Bills played the Patriots. The Bills absolutely slaughtered the Patriots.
Oh my gosh, really?
It was like 27-3 at halftime.
Wow.
And the final score was 47-17, so they beat him by 30 points.
Oh my gosh. Woo! Man.
My favorite thing that the Bills have is when they ever shout, like whenever the Bills get a first down, like in a stadium, they'll play like a sound effect that sounds like that that ring, the ding ding ding, like in a fighting ring or something.
Oh yeah.
I absolutely love it.
All right. So,
it's cool.
Man, okay, so that's almost two little upsets, I would say, in the playoffs, right?
Well, the major upset, I would say, was the 49ers being the Cowboys yesterday.
You know, I did watch the end of that game. That was a pretty exciting ending.
For me, I actually watched that whole telecast on Nickelodeon.
Uh-huh.
Because they've done this now for 2 years where they'll show one wild card game on Nickelodeon, and they did it last year, too.
Now, I strike that as really kind of peculiar. Nickelodeon having an NFL playoff game. Funny.
Yeah, and so it's like Nate Burleson. They set up like a booth this time for them for inside the AT&T Stadium, and they called the end zone the slime zone.
That's funny.
Yeah, because whenever they got into the end zone, they had this graphic that looked like it was shooting slime at them.
Uh-huh.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, but did anybody really get slimed at the end of the game?
They called it the NVP, the Nickelodeon Valuable Player Award.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just like graphics they had during the entire game and everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I just watched it because I'm still a kid at heart. I mean, I'll watch a football game on Nickelodeon. No, uh-uh.
I'm telling you what, I'd watch it. Yeah, I'd watch it on anything. Yeah,
of course.
You know, it wouldn't have mattered to me. As a matter of fact, I just keep seeing this thing saying that there is another channel that's going to start showing sports that normally hasn't shown sports, and I can't remember the name of it. It's not TNT because TNT does sports.
Yeah, they're doing the NBA and the NHL now.
Yeah, I'll have to try to find that out and see what it is. But yeah, it's a channel that you just wouldn't expect sports to be on, and now they're going to be doing sports. Why not?
Is it the USA Network?
USA, man, that might be it.
Yeah, because they're going to show like Premier League soccer and. Like the Olympics coming up in February, that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. The Winter Olympics.
That might be. It might be. Yeah. So what other games are going on, Eric?
So before the first playoff game that I watched over on it's on Saturday, I catched a Premier League soccer match, which I haven't watched a Premier League soccer game in quite a while. Uh-huh. It was between Aston Villa and Manchester United, and they finished in a 2-2 tie.
Really?
Huh. I mean, Manchester United was up 2-0, and then Aston Villa just came back to tie the game. But yeah, they finished in a tie, 2-2.
So, does Major League Soccer do they do any kind of overtime thing to break the tie, or do they just count it as a tie and go on?
I think in regular season play they call it a tie because in postseason play they keep playing. Because the extra time periods are like, I think like 15 or 30 minutes long each.
Uh-huh.
Until they have to go and settle for penalty kicks to decide a winner.
Well, this overtime stuff, I propose that when two teams play and they end up in a tie at the end of regular
regulation.
Regulation, yeah. That the two biggest guys, you know, one from each team, goes out to the center of the field or the court or whatever it is, and they have a paper scissor rock playoff. I think that's what
that means. Oh gosh.
That's it, man. Paper, scissors, rock, right there. right, here
See,
we go.
I've kind of written rules for a basketball game that I want to have sometime. Like, it's a even mounting up of minutes each quarter, but like at the halfway point of each quarter, you get to substitute players out, so that way they get enough playing time. And if there's a tie, there's like you would play like 5 minute overtime periods, and if it's still a tie, then you would sub players like you would do in regulation. But after those overtime periods, like four of them, you would have a free throw competition to see who to break the tie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let me, and I'll carry that thought a little bit further. The people shooting the free throws have to be picked from the crowd in the stadium.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you got to make it really interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Or you can, like, before the free throw competition, maybe do a coin toss to decide who goes first.
Yeah.
Kind of like what they do in the NFL, so.
So teams would have ringers out there in the crowd, you know. They'd have ringers out there in the crowd, you know, to try
Yeah.
I mean, anything but to play the game. I mean, I just think that they ought to do that.
Yeah, then the thing is, in the rules that I've written, it would be whoever makes the most out of five – like wins, you get five tries to make as much as you can. But if it's still tied, then the next person comes in and tries to make as much as many as they can out of five. And whoever wins that, when the score is tied, the winning team is awarded 2 points and the game is over.
You know, I kind of like it the way the NHL does it. You know, if it's a tie, then they go on to a 3-on-3 for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I kind of like that too. They do that for the All-Star game as well when the divisions, all-star divisions play against each other in that little mini tournament. When
and then after that, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, and then after that, they do a shootout. You know.
Yeah, or something like that. I mean, they play. I think the rules is like they play 1 15-minute or 20-minute half, and then they play a second 20-minute half. Whoever has the most goals that divisional All-star team moves on to the championship or something.
Right.
And the winning team gets like $1 million for charity or something at the end.
Oh.
Hey, so Aaron, was there any what other football games were on over the weekend? What are we looking at going into the next level of playoffs?
I saw the Bucks beat the Eagles 31-15. So tonight, whoever wins the Rams Cardinals Monday night game, That team will go visit the Buccaneers in the divisional round.
Okay.
And because of yesterday, the 49ers being the Cowboys, the 49ers are going to go to Green Bay and play the Packers.
Oh. I'm just going to go out and predict a Green Bay Packers win. How's that?
Yeah. For the AFC, I didn't watch much of the Chiefs game, but I heard they won. So the Chiefs are going to host the Bills next this Sunday, and then the Bengals are going to go to Tennessee for the divisional round.
Hi, Brookie. Hey, I do know this about the Chiefs game, that at the end of the half, the first half, it was 0-0. All the scoring took place in the second half of the game.
Is that right? It was 0-0 for the entire first half?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
So everything was scored in the second half of the game.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, I still think that Green Bay's going to win the whole thing. I really do.
My prediction for the Super Bowl, I want to see the Chiefs play the Packers because 55 years ago was the first Super Bowl played in that old L.A. Coliseum between the two teams, and the Packers won 35-10.
Oh, wow. So nostalgic-wise, that would be great, yeah.
Yeah, like I would love to see like 55 years later a rematch of the very first Super Bowl in Los Angeles.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the outcome would still be the same.
Well, you never know, though. Oh, I know who's going to be playing the halftime performance, though. It's going to be like Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre, Eminem, and Kendrick Lamar.
Oh. Yeah, well, who's the one guy? Name him again. Who is it? It's not Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar.
Who's the guy married to Beyonce?
Mary J. Blige.
Well, Jay-Z, he's got some kind of thing going in the NFL where he's puts together the halftime shows now, I think.
Oh, well.
I think he has some kind of contract.
I was going to say, this one sounds the same. Like, there was a group of them that did it before, recently. Wasn't there a group of robots?
Well, Beyonce, she did the one in New Orleans like a couple of years ago. Yeah. And she had kind of like a reunion or something.
I thought there was one that was like three or four of them, just like they're doing right now. I could be wrong.
Easy, DeGray. It's just a football game.
Man. He's hardcore.
Easy, Sarge.
My favorite halftime performance at any Super Bowl was the last one, the Broncos one at Super Bowl 50 was a Coldplay, and I really enjoyed that one. Mm-hmm. That one's my favorite.
I don't really pay any attention to halftime
shows. Some of them are good. The Bruno Mars one was good. He did good when he played the halftime show.
Yeah, along with Coldplay, and then it was like Beyonce with them as well.
Prince did one. I guess that was pretty good.
Yeah, Prince. Justin Timberlake did the one in Minnesota once.
Oh, how could we forget that one?
You know, John Gale, they keep saying, remember Janet's wardrobe.
Hi, the only crazy lady. Yeah, it was planned. Totally.
BP 49's thinking that Rodgers is going to end up going to Denver.
I really hope that's the case, because I've been really paying attention to like the Broncos stuff, like on YouTube, like the trade rumors and stuff. And I was like, I really hope the Broncos get Rodgers, because if they do, I'd be really, really happy.
Well, I'm predicting this: Rodgers is retiring. I think Rodgers is going to retire.
No He's way.
Retiring. Hey, yes, sir, Aaron.
No, I want Rodgers to be a Denver Bronco. Come on. I want him to be a Denver Bronco so bad, because honestly, I can't believe I'm saying this. Over the last few couple years since we last won the Super Bowl, we've kind of sucked.
No, we have. And then we got rid of our man. Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, how old is Aaron Rodgers? He's not 40, is he?
No. Jeez. He's got to be in his like mid-30s.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
I know he has that segment on the Pat McAfee show on like Tuesdays when he talks to him. Yeah.
Well, all right. I don't know. Well, we got another weekend coming up of some good football, and then after this weekend, we got the Super Bowl, right?
After the divisional round is actually the conference championships, AFC and NFC.
Oh, really? So we
still and then after that it's the Super Bowl.
That's the Super Bowl. Oh, okay.
I just wanted to add this. Like,
nice to see you.
I really think that Nickelodeon did a great job at telecasting in the NFL, and I really think they should try doing other sports as well.
Oh,
I bet you they will.
Try doing like a NHL game or a NBA game or maybe even a Major League Baseball game. You know?
Yeah.
Like expand on it, you know? It wouldn't be a bad idea.
No. And I like the Grays area with slime. You know, that they vote themselves the MVP for the game, the Nickelodeon MVP of the game, and they bring him in the booth and then they slime him. Yeah.
They called the telecast that I was watching, they called it the slime tank.
The slime tank.
Yeah, because they had to get in this like chamber, there was like a bucket above them, and someone would pull it, and they would get slimed.
Oh my!
They even gave fans at the Cowboy games like slime hat, like the foam slime hats to wear too.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So it kind of looked like they were slimed, even though they weren't.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm just like I've said before, they should really expand on that idea because they're doing a great job with it.
It all depends on how much money they bring in, and you know, everything's money driven. And if Nickelodeon can bring in some money, you know, bring in some money and that kind of stuff, I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Like They can reach out to me. Like, I wouldn't mind helping them do like an NBA telecast, you know, like teach them a little bit about basketball, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. It'd be awesome.
Plus, they're getting kids to watch sports.
Absolutely, yeah. I think is awesome, too. That's why I love it. That's why they've done this for the last 2 years, and I'm pretty sure they're going to do it again next year.
I hope so. Let's see. Let's hope it gets going. Hey, Aaron. Oh, yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks for the report this morning. There's... Great report, Aaron.
You're welcome.
And we look forward to hearing you next Monday.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Aaron. Thank you. Hey, Dog Sports Report. Thanks. There he goes.
Thank you, Aaron.
Good job, Aaron. Sports. Dun,
hi,
dun,
Daniel.
Dun,
welcome.
Dun. I was going to do the Olympic music thing.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, let's get our hearts into it this time, Dean Joel. Ready? Dun, dun, well, we enjoyed that.
Oh, thank you, Shell. She's so sweet.
All right. So I know that today is Martin Luther King Day. So, celebrate Martin Luther King.
Yeah. And it's also Benjamin Franklin Day. How could they have them both on the same day? Martin Luther King Day.
You know, if you've ever heard Martin Luther King's, I Have a Dream speech, you should listen to it. You should listen to it. It's very very inspirational, and they should be playing it all over the place today to take some of the nasty out of society.
Yeah. Yeah, and I heard that the speech happened, and it wasn't like, I don't know if anybody knows if this is true or not, but I guess he was supposed to do the speech the day he was killed, but something happened and it was like for some workman's union or some union, and something happened and he ended up doing it the night before, and he gave the speech, and then the next day he was killed.
Yeah. See, I remember I was a little kid in grade school when he was assassinated. Uh-huh. You know, I had when I was a kid in grade school, we had JFK's assassination, mm-hmm. and then we had Martin Luther King's assassination, and then when I was in school a little bit later on, then we had Robert Kennedy's assassination. And you know, I mean, it was like I had just been beat up. You know, I've been beat up with those political assassinations. I mean, it just really and it really did. It really did affect me as a kid. I was just a kid. But it still affected me because it was like I couldn't figure out why people hated people that much that they were assassinated. Yeah. I don't know. But it did affect me. Yeah. And we had the moon landing yesterday. I was a little kid.
Gosh, all that stuff happened way before I was born, huh?
Yes. Yes, it did, Dina Jo. Yes, it did.
So you could be my dad.
I would have had you when I was 12. No, that wouldn't have been possible. No. Hey, the Apollo missions. I was really into the space race when I was a little kid, John Gale. I have this old scrapbook here someplace in a box that I put together when I was in grade school. Mm-hmm. And I had all the Mercury stuff, the Gemini stuff, the Apollo programs. I mean, I was totally into it. And one of the things that stand out on the Apollo mission was those three astronauts dying in that fire that they had in that Apollo. Grissom,
Gustav Grissom, and that kind of stuff.
It's kind of sad. But yeah, I like that stuff. I was into it.
Well,
totally
see, you've liked it since you were a little child.
Yes. I was totally into the shuttlecraft and all that. I was totally into the space race. I'm just totally into it. And so now, and even today as an adult, even today as an adult, when I started paying attention to what Elon Musk is doing at SpaceX, man, it just drew me right back in. I felt like a little kid again. Oh, yeah, space stuff, space. Yeah, that's exciting stuff, you know. Yeah, it is. It's neat. It's challenging. I think it's just cool. And I really believe Elon Musk is going to get a rocket. He's going to get people going to Mars.
It was a lady teacher, Tronkat. I remember.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. January 28th, 1986 is when Challenger blew up.
I remember that.
And I can't remember her name. She was a grade school teacher.
Krista McAuliffe.
Yes, all the kids. The grade school was watching that launch. How tragic. How tragic. Yeah.
For all those kids and having to explain it to them.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. You know what I mean? I didn't realize that so many kids were watching that when that happened.
Yeah, and that's the one that stands out in everybody's mind. And everybody's kind of forget the second shuttle disaster was the one that was happened on reentry. It was coming.
Columbia.
It was reentry to Earth, and it fell apart. Yeah, it fell apart.
Hi, Sister Cindy.
Yeah, and then they after that they grounded those things. They never flew them again. But actually, if you think about it, it wasn't really a bad thing. They launched them up and then they flew them back down, you know, and they landed it on an airplane, you know, and it was a reusable spaceship. Yeah. And good stuff. I like space stuff.
Yeah, I could see that, Tuttles. Well, I don't, you know, like my kids, their thing that they remember seeing was 9/11. Because they were sitting there and I had the news on or whatever. Good Morning America at the time. I don't remember. And getting them ready for school.
Yeah.
And then that happened. Yeah.
Yeah. I was in England when that would have happened. And because of the time difference, I was coming home. I came home. I didn't know anything about it. I came home. I walked into the house and Grammy is standing there and she goes, "You're not going to believe what's going on." And it was like, and she had the TV on and I was standing there looking at it. It was like, what the French toast? I mean, yeah, that was something. Yeah. 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 Do you realize that there's people alive today that experienced the bombing of Pearl Harbor and attack on the Twin Towers? I mean, they saw it both. Yeah. Whoa, 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 man. Yeah.
Those are the people that we should, you know, we could learn a lot from.
Yeah.
Way back.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah. No, I remember the same thing. Yeah. God. Wow. See all the tragic stuff.
Yeah. That was the one that you found out that you didn't need all this fancy stuff to make an explosive. They did that with fertilizer and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
All right. Let's bring back happy memories. Whoa. Happy.
Travel down.
Well, I've got another happy memory.
Oh, good.
A 1976 episode of The Carol Burnett Show and the segment called The Family, which later evolved into the sitcom Mama's Family in honor of Betty White's 100th birthday. This is probably one of my favorite moments in the family sketch.
Okay.
I think she's suggesting that they cook Fluffy the Bunny Rabbit for dinner that night 30
years ago.
And then, and she's all upset about it at the end. Oh, Fluffy, Fluffy, Fluffy.
You know, Carol Burnett Show was a that show's a classic, man. They need to show all those.
Carol Burnett and Vicki Lawrence are still alive.
Yeah. I remember she had a crew with her that was unbelievably funny. And the funny thing is it was a live telecast when it was on when I was a kid watching it. It was live on TV. You know, and so when they'd mess up and start,
they would all
laughing,
start cracking up at each other.
Oh yeah, they're all cracking up in the middle.
They can't hold it in, and they're like, They just are trying so hard to hold it in, and you can just see, and they just start busting up. It's just so funny.
And Tim Conway, oh, if he got them laughing, he would not stop. He would just keep going, trying to bust everybody up. If you get the opportunity to see any of the old Carol Burnett shows or any short clips of the skits that they did, you need to watch them. They are absolutely hilarious. And and that Mama's Family, I think you might be able to catch that on MeTV.
TBS,
yeah. Might be able to catch some of those MeTV every night. Yeah, John Gale. Yeah, the funny shows, man.
Oh, those, what's MeTV? What's that?
MeTV,
it's a subchannel network.
Yeah, it's a channel, and it shows all the old television shows.
Oh, nice.
And I can't remember what ME stands for. Something entertainment.
Memorable entertainment.
And there you go. Memorable entertainment TV. And they have all the old shows on there. They got Petticoat Junction.
Oh my God!
Rifleman. I mean, they got all those shows on there. Green Acres. Sanford Sons Family. What's that one? The Sanford Sons, and then there was the one Family. Oh, All in the Family. They got those. Yeah, they got all the shows. Andy Griffith shows, with little Opie Taylor. Little Opie
Bonanza.
Taylor.
Bonanza. What channel did I find? I was turning around and Little House on the Prairie was on, and I was like, oh my gosh, I remember watching this with my brothers and sisters. Gunsmoke, I remember Gunsmoke.
Yeah. You know, when I had my knee surgery done back in 2010, I'm kind of laid up, so... me and Grammy did nothing but just sit there and watch all of the Gunsmoke shows. And that thing was on for, gosh, what was it, 20 years?
Wow, I mean, was it really?
We watched all of the Gunsmoke shows. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. And now we got this thing that we got from it is like Matt Dillon. He's out there running around. He's a U.S. Marshal. And he's out there in the, in the valley or whatever. And he comes up on this ranch and, hey, Marshal Dillon, what's going on? Hey, how you doing there, Bob? And he goes, the guy goes, hey, Matt, you want to stay for dinner? We got taters. We got taters. And so since we saw that show, we thought, oh, that was funny. That was funny. And then a couple of episodes later, they did it. And somebody did it again. Hey, we got some taters. You want to stay? Yeah, so Grammy and I started calling his taters. Hey, what are we having for dinner? I got some taters. Yeah, got some taters. Car 54, man, now you are reaching back, BP49. That is a real old show.
Oh, that
starred the guy that was in, the guy that played Herman Munster and Grandpa in the Munsters. It starred those two guys as cops. Car 54, police car. Car 54, where are you? Yeah, those are funny shows. Those are absolutely funny shows. Good shows back there. And then what was another more serious cop show back there? Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford, whatever his name was. Hey, get out of my car. Hey, people are going to be arrested. Hawaii 50. Dragnet. Dragnet. I always watch Dragnet. Dragnet. Adam 12. And then they had Emergency.
Oh, Hawaii 50. I remember.
Hawaii 50. Yeah.
I remember that one.
With
that
Jack Lord. What show did Jack Lord star in before Hawaii 50? What was his show? Jack Lord. Does anybody know? Jack Lord. It had to do with cowboys. It had to do with rodeos. Anybody know? Stoney Burke.
Oh my word!
He was a cowboy. He was like a wild bronc rider. Stoney Burke. Yeah.
Stoney Burke.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, good shows. I love those old shows, man. I love those.
Hi, but anyway, I'm sorry I didn't see you come in.
Anyway, Dina Jo, those are the shows that are on.
I have to look for that channel.
Yeah, you'd have to. Well, if you got Comcast, it's in the it's down in the 200 channels.
Okay.
200s. Just look for MeTV.
Okay.
And I think there's also another classic sitcom that ran during most of the late 1970s and early 1980s called Alice. And there's that one supporting character who always, in just about every episode, says, "Kiss my grits."
Yeah, that was Alice, a good show. Alice
was a diner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A diner? Mel, okay.
Mel's Diner. Mel's
okay, I
Diner.
That.
Yeah, and it was Flo that said that. BP49's right. Flo. Crazy lady.
I remember that.
Was a good show. That was based on that Arlo Guthrie song, Alice's Restaurant. That was based on that show.
Uh-huh.
But that was a funny show. Yeah, I liked Mel. Order up.
The late Vic Tayback was the diner owner.
We are going to cut our pies into 8 pieces.
That's the big news that you have for us.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, Mel. For you, but not for us. We want more money.
You want more money? You got it. Same pot. Same price per piece. More servings, more tips.
You turnip.
What's with the bird brain? Oh, I also want to tell you, I'm thinking about watering down the chicken soup.
How? You already use chicken like a tea bag now.
Look, I'm doing it for you.
Mel, would you like to do something for me?
Yeah, what?
Kiss my grits.
Yeah, baby.
Yep. Well, you'll find reruns like that on MeTV and other places.
Yeah, you could. You got that voice.
Back in the day, it was always TV Land and Nick at Night.
Yep. But you got that part of your Comcast service, Dina Jo, where you can speak into your remote control.
Yeah, yeah.
Just say MeTV and see it. It should.
It'll bring it up
right to the channel. Yeah. Yeah, that's good times, man. That's good times. That's some fun TV. We grew up, we had fun TV. Fun TV.
Back when TV was real and original.
Yeah. Good times. Let's see here. Well, you know what time it is. And hopefully this is, we only got a few more days of this and then we'll be done with it.
Yes.
Then we'll be able to go into something a whole lot better.
1, 2, 3 o'clock. Hi, Tulin. 5, 6, 7
o'clock. You know what time it is? Rock. 9, it's 10, time for 11, Dina Jones, today in music history. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Jo.
Almost done. Almost done. And we're going to start off with skipping number 22. How's that? It's Cardi B. Yeah. And we're skipping right past her. Boop, boop. Right on to number 21. We're going to go to number 21 on the Billboard's 100 of 2021 songs. Not ours, but the Billboard's. All right. So number 21 is The Weeknd and Ariana Grande with the remix of Save Your Tears. Save Your Tears was already a top 5 Hot 100 hit before the remix came along, but now it's almost impossible to imagine the mid-tempo song without Grande's voice. We already knew that Adele and R.A. made a good pair, but this remix improves on the original by turning a Playboy's lament into a duet where each side of the relationship accepts some blame. So adult. That was by K.A. at Billboard, and here is number 21, The Weeknd and Ariana Grande, Save Your Tears.
You know, The Weeknd does have a good voice. You know, he does.
Yeah, I like it.
This is The Weeknd. Save Your Tears.
I've never heard that song before.
I've never had either. I haven't heard 99% of the songs on this.
I know.
Kind of makes me wonder if we didn't get hooked into a top 100 hip hop songs list.
I don't know. We haven't heard any rock.
We haven't heard any rock. We've heard a couple of country songs, but
yeah, just a few. I mean, yeah, you're right. And was that all that was played in 2021? I don't think so. I don't think so. I know the rock, not all rock people had COVID. They were making music, I'm sure. Come on. Anyway, we'll move on with this list so we can get it over with. Number 20 is Pink Pantheress with Just For Me. This rather creepy ballad finds Pink Pantheress preoccupied with a guy. She tells him she knows the street where he lives and even followed him in her car. But the singer admits that if he'd turn around and see me, I would die. Oh, all right, whatever. The bittersweet song originally garnered popularity on TikTok after the creators used a snippet she posted to the soundtrack of their videos. Following its viral success on the platform, Pink Pantheress released the full song on mainstream services just for us. So here's number 20, Pink Pantheress, Just For Me. Hi, Josie Maddie.
I found the street of the house in which she stayed. And the diary's full of your name on every page.
I like the music. Music's good. I like the beat. I can't stand that little girl voice. Sorry, Pink Panthers.
Sorry, Pink Panthers. I can't stand your voice like that.
I could really understand what she was saying.
That breathy little thing.
I don't know what's going on. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dean, Joe, and Eric.
Oh, you said so good. I like it. All right. Maybe I should give you this list so you could do it in that voice.
No.
All right. Number 19 is Jasmine Sullivan, Pick Up Your Feelings. Pick Up Your Feelings is the second single from Something Tales, an album that's, according to Jasmine, is about her observation of today's women standing in their power and owning who they are. This song is a kiss-off to the former lover who the singer caught slipping up. Sullivan tells the dude she's done with him and has put a lock on the door where her heart once was. Oh. All right, Jasmine Sullivan, number 19, Pick Up Your Feelings.
Thanks for all the nice compliments on my tiny Tim voice.
I've been acting different, yeah. Funny how I finally flipped the script on ya. When you the one who's double dipping, yeah. You so sloppy how
yeah,
I caught
this is
slipping,
Jasmine Sullivan. Pick up your feelings.
Run me my keys. Don't popping up the idiot.
Yeah, okay.
That might be good. I don't know. I'd have to listen to it all and let's see what it sounds. But I don't know. She's a little bit too.
Well, there are two different versions. You can get the one that has all the cussing in it or the clean version.
Oh my gosh. All right. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, what would just kind of, I don't know. It sounded like she could sing good. Like she could have a good, you know what I mean?
If yeah.
She was doing something different, yeah. Maybe? Her yeah. voice?
Yeah. I think she would all be right. better singing than rapping. But anyway.
Yeah. It sounded like she could have a good voice. Anyway. All right. Number 18 is Lil Nas X Montero is what it's called. Montero, Call Me By Your Name. Even after you strip away all the theatrics, costumes, pole dancing, and devils twerking, Lil Nas X smash hit Montero, Call Me By Your Name, is still a certified banger. Infused with a flamingo-like guitar pattern and some earth-shaking bass, this unapologetic capital G gay anthem stands on music in artistic triumph, where Lil Nas X takes a gay romance and catapults them into the heart of pop culture and public consciousness. There's no wonder why this 22-year-old rapper led by the headlines of this day for this song, and that's by JK of Billboard. And here is Lil Nas X, number 18, Montero.
In life, We hide the parts of ourselves we don't want the world to see.
Yeah, Murphy Brown was a great show.
It was good.
We tell them no. We banish them. But here, we
News
don't.
Radio. That was another good
Welcome
show.
Welcome to Montero.
This is one of the weirdest videos I've ever seen.
I got it. To find
a clean version of this song, I had to go to the video. Test. And then I'm watching the video going,
was hoping I could catch a pair of smiles in my face. Romantic talking, you don't even have to try.
This is Little Next.
Little Nas X. Like Nausea. Nas. I do like that flamingo beat, though. I do like that.
Yes, that was
that
the best part of that song.
Part of it. I do like that. I like that type of, you know, that music. It makes you want to have
that
those little things on the bottom of your shoes that make that. And you go, oh, you know, those women where they're dancing and they have those things in their hands and they're
castanetas, the little castanetas.
And they're on the bottom of their shoes are making all that little noise, too. Yeah, so much fun.
Tap dance, the flamenco tap dance, the flamenco dancers. You know, I have a niece. I have a niece who is a flamenco dancer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she hasn't done it for a real long time, but she does. She does it, and she did it. And I got pictures of her, absolutely gorgeous in her.
Oh, I bet.
Little costume and that, and and this is her name. Her name, and it's fitting for her doing flamenco dance. Her name is Magalina.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, she was born to be a flamenco dancer. Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway.
All right. Back to our list. Not our list. Billboard's list. Number 17, The Kid Laroi. I think that's how you say it. Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber with Stay. The Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber have filled the gap with another muscular mega duet. It mixed pop, rock, and hip-hop energies for an atomic impact. Stay is a manic 2.21-second sprint to the finish line where Bieber and Laroi trade off vocal hooks like a baton as they breathlessly plead for the reason they believe in love. Oh, my God. That is by AU with Billboard. Here is Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber, number 17, with Stay. Oh,
sorry,
sorry,
Troncat.
You're such a trooper sticking with us.
We're torturing all our listeners.
I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. Told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk.
The Kid Laroi or whatever. And Justin Bieber with Stay. No, I'm sorry, guys. You got to go. Thank you.
John says it's a huge song with the kiddos. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'll go to this.
All right. Well, I'm sure if you like that one, you'll love this one, too. And that's number 16, Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar with Family Ties. All right. This song splits into two parts. Keem talks about the first half, rapping about his superstar cousin opening doors for him. Keem then gives the floor to Lamar, who flexes about his position at the top of the rap game, referring to himself as the Omega, the PG, the Roly, the self-anointed GOAT. Give me a break. Man, these people are just like all about, well, I guess they're, I don't know. Here's Baby.
They're all about
Keem,
them.
Kendrick Lamar, number 16, Family Ties. I mean, it's not bad to have confidence, but I don't know.
Easy, Mom. Easy.
Number 16, Family Ties. Go ahead.
Jumping that, summing that, jumping that, jumping that fire, jumping that, hitting that fire, jumping that whip,
coming at Kendrick Lamar.
Drumming that.
Family Ties.
Drumming that. Chopper doing circles. It's a bird.
Right. Bye-bye. Woo. All right. Lastly on our list for today, number 15, and we're going to get through this. I think Wednesday we are done with this list. Is Gavon. Ooh, exactly. That's what I thought. Heartbreak Anniversary. And it's Gavon's The Take Time LP depicts the story of a relationship that finds a love together to break up in its aftermath. This emotionally charged ballad gives Gavon still missing his ex on the first anniversary when she walked out on his butt. The heartbroken cooner wonders if the former lover still thinks about him, and he hopes that she might return. Here is number 15, Gavon, and the last one for today, Heartbreak Anniversary.
Balloons are deflated. Yes, they look lifeless.
Finally, someone with a voice.
He's got a gospel voice.
Yeah, he does.
Welcome, PBG. Welcome, Jay.
Still got your things here.
They yeah, he's got a good voice.
Like souvenir.
This is Heartbreak Anniversary. Give on. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a good voice. Yeah. All right.
Well, that's it for today, everybody. Yay, we'll be done by Wednesday.
The funny thing is when we started this, we were all, yeah, okay, 100, yeah, this will be fun. And
I
now it's like pulling
the
teeth
music was
trying
last
to
year. I guess last year just had really bad music.
Must have been a bad year for music if that's the top 100. That's all I got to say. Whoa. Yeah, but we'll, let's see, that was number 15?
Yeah, we'll be over Wednesday.
Yeah, we're done. Mm-hmm. We're done. Unless there's a bunch of ones we can't find clean music for, then we'll just skip over those. But thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in there.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And sticking it out. I know Dina Joe, when you send me the list, you go, okay, here's the list for tomorrow. I'm like, ugh.
I know.
Yeah, we need to come up with something to redeem the music.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a cool list that's coming up too. This week we'll finish this list on Wednesday. We'll have the last 2 days, this day in music history. And then I got a pretty cool list that I'm going to be looking up, and it's 30 fascinating early bands of future music legends.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. All right. It says from Billy Joel being in a heavy metal band to
what?
That'd be fun. Madonna being in, I can't tell you too much because I'm.
No, don't tell us.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah.
A little teaser.
And I am getting my list together. I have my own, a couple of different music lists that I play on my Alexa. I don't want to say that name because she'll start talking. But I'm finding it and I'm writing them all down and we'll go over that too. It'll be fun.
Perfect. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
I think a lot better music than we've had on this list. It's been I cut out the news maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. And right. I didn't realize that I really cut out a lot of radio stations too, because I swear I don't know 90% of these songs. I've never heard of them.
Well, like I said, it sounds like we're doing the kind of the hip hop stuff, and I never did really was much of a hip hop listener. But you know, like we had people come in, like Mr. T. You know, they the kids, and John says that the kids listen to it. So
yeah,
you know, yeah, get your kids tuned in for the next two shows. But how are those Billboard top songs? Most of them, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I thought too.
Because I think there's.
A thing on Billboard charts, and they're selected on record sales. And I'm going, really? Mm-hmm. Record sales?
Mm. Yeah, well, this list was done by the people that worked at Billboard. What they what those were their picks. It was their picks, the people that worked at Billboard, their picks from 2021. Yeah.
Their mm-hmm. picks.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
What do they got? What do they got? A bunch of 18-year-olds working there or something? I don't know. I don't know. They don't know good music then. I don't know. We'll see. Help us get through these next 2 days, and then we'll start doing some other stuff, and it'll be redemption time. Oh, man. So to all the people that are downloading the show later and listening to this right now on the download, sorry. Two more days, and we'll get out of this.
2 days of billboards, and then we'll be out of it.
Yeah, we'll get out of it, and then we're done. Because we are stick to it. We commit to something. We get her done. We'll take it all the way to the final buzzer. Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Oh, man. But it's good times. Good times. It's all fun and games. It's all fun and games. I mean, that's what it's about, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know who needs to hear this. But if a bear wears socks and shoes, he still has bare feet.
Ba-bum-bum. Well, he's a bear. Goof.
Did you hear the one about the constipated mathematician?
Oh no.
They had to work it out with a calculator.
Ouch.
Can anybody, with everybody out there with the snow and the ice, the heavy frost on their, on their windows and all that, can anybody recommend a better way of cleaning a windshield? I used my discount card, but I could only get 20% off.
Oh, no,
come on. You know that was funny. Come on.
Are these 2021 dad jokes?
2021 dad joke. Oh, let's see. Some of these dad jokes.
Hey, what did the drummer call his two daughters? And a one and a two.
That was pretty good. What has four legs and isn't alive?
I don't know. Four legs, alive.
A chair.
Oh, a table. That would work.
Yeah.
Or a desk.
Hey, did you know that Spider-Man owns his own website?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is a tough crowd. Tough crowd in here today. Yeah, they're killing me. How do you stop Canadian bacon from curling in your pan? You take away their little brooms. Get it? Curling? Canadian?
Oh.
Curling?
Oh, okay. I got it.
I had a vasectomy because I didn't want any kids. When I got home, they were still there. Oh, come on, people. I looked hard for these things.
Oh,
you know.
How about, I don't trust those trees. They seem kind of shady.
apart from the words "it's okay," which other death threats do women use? Yeah. Come on, people, lighten up. Hey. Let's see.
Oh gosh, I used to be addicted to the hokey pokey, but then I turned myself around.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Don't buy anything made of Velcro. It's a total ripoff.
Today we're having tonight we're having Himalayan rabbit stew for dinner. They found Himalayan in the road.
Oh my gosh.
Top that one, Dina Jo.
Oh my gosh, this one isn't that good. What concert costs just 45 cents? 50 cents featuring Nickelback.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. Don't tell secrets in the garden. The potatoes have eyes, the corn has ears, and the beans stalk, and the beans talk. Instead of beanstalk, beans talk. It's pretty bad when you got to explain them. Why did the football coach go to the bank? To get his quarterback. Thanks, John. That was a good one. Oh, Dina Jo, this is yours. This is a good one for you. I broke my finger last week.
Oh, jeez.
On the other hand, I'm okay.
On the other hand, I'm okay. Yeah.
On the other hand,
my finger hurts.
Yeah.
That's too close to home.
Why cows don't talk? God, you're a cow. Cow. Okay. God, your baby is a calf. Cow. Ask me why I'm tired after giving birth. God, what? Cow, ask me why I'm tired after giving birth. God, why are you tired after giving birth? I'm decaffeinated.
Oh my.
That's why God. That's why cows don't talk anymore. God made it so they didn't.
Okay, cow has one. What did the M&M? Why did the M&M go to school? He wanted to be a smarty.
What state is known for its small drinks? Minnesota! Yeah, baby, yeah!
Hi, Nick and Tiff.
Yeah, you caught us. We're just kind of going through some dad jokes. So almost time to go. If you got a clean dad joke, feel free to share it. I was going to make a joke about carpentry, but I don't think it would work.
Would work.
Dad jokes. I was in a taxi the other day. Welcome and the driver said, do you mind if I put on some music? I said, not at all. He said, Kiss? And I said, let's listen to the music first and see how I'm feeling.
Oh my gosh.
Now that was a good one. Come on, that was good, Dina Jo. That was a good one right there. I got fired from the bread factory for loafing around. Wah, wah.
John has one. What does a house wear? An address.
An address.
Oh.
That's a good one. Well, you know why dad jokes are like these, don't you? They're telling them to their kids, you know. Yeah. Let's see.
Why do French people eat snails? They don't like fast food.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Working in a bank is a very ungrateful job. A lady asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her over. They fired me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Tuttles, I'm sure they would. So they'd get you taken out of our chat room too. So don't use them, Tuttles. I'm just kidding you, buddy. My wife has a problem has a problem with my New Year's resolution for clean eating. Apparently, that doesn't mean doing the dishes while eating cake. Okay.
Uh-huh. You didn't even get that one.
Yeah, he's doing the dishes while he's eating cake. Clean eating. Get it? What's blue and fuzzy?
Blue fuzz.
Oh my gosh. Seriously? Oh, goodness.
All right, folks. Well, listen, that's the end of our comedy hour. Oh, man. I love dad jokes. I love dad jokes. Grammy don't like them. You know why? Because I always chase after her and tell her dad jokes. Hey, hey, here's another one. Here's another one. Oh, she goes, all right. Hey, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate you. We love all you guys. We had a great show. You're downloading the show. Thanks for downloading the show. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow, 7 a.m. It's all fun, yeah. Bleep, bleep, bleep. That's all, folks. Yeah, exactly. Eric, you got some shows coming up you want to plug?
Well, coming up on Podbean Live, John DeVito is going live in 4 minutes with another Get to Know Your Podcaster series. It's Maverick, Goose, and Bravo from Slackery 2. And he'll also be having on Jeff Moore on Wednesday from YouTube's Trade More Podcast. And Thursday, he's also got Spanky and Scooter from Beans and Weenies. And speaking of, you know, Spanky and Scooter, they'll be on live at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time this evening with their Monday edition of the Beans and Weenies show. So be on lookout for that. And also be on lookout for the John Gale program to go live at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And, you know, later in the week, be on lookout for the Frankie D Show and for Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea and Slacker 82 Alphas podcast on Wednesday and Felix on Friday with The Swap Doesn't Lie. And be on lookout if Slightly Serious is feeling better for him to do an impromptu show this week and so many more. And Ralph, hopefully she'll be back tomorrow morning, as should we.
Yeah, a lot of good shows out there. Don't forget Van Life Pantry. Don't forget the Two Trophy Dads. Make sure you catch Shannon Lynn Jordan when she does her music show. She does music shows. I caught a little bit of a
be on lookout for that.
She had over the weekend. Oh, good rock and roll. Good rock and roll. Jesse, I think Jesse has one. Don't forget the Gray's podcast. Don't forget him. We just got a ton of them. Ton of them.
Mr. Shells, Caps has one.
Just a ton of them out there.
Ash of Man Cave Sound.
Just check them out. Check them out and give them a follow. Hey, we're only, I think we're like 15 away from 2,000.
Real Patriot's Voice on Twitch.
So tell your friends to check us out. Download our shows. Give us
Welcome
a follow.
Back to Gray.
Great to Gray. Tell your delinquent army to give us a follow. We're only about 15 away from 2,000.
Thanks, John.
All
you
the troops
too.
Out. All the troops out. We just have a lot of fun. We're just having fun, and we're just glad you're here to join us. We just appreciate y'all. Have a great day. It's Monday. Let's get this week run through.
And do just kind of words.
Have fun. Do random acts of kindness. Do random acts of kindness. Speak kind words to people. Speaking of kind words,
here's Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate you all so much. Hope to see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you around Podbean. Bye.
Dina Jo.
And what Grammy always says, you can't start loving other people if you don't love yourself. So be kind to yourself. You're making it. You're doing it. You're getting it done. Keep your nose in the grindstone. Keep moving forward. Life is good. Life is grand. All right, guys. Our music's done. We're out of here. We love you all to death. Come back and visit us tomorrow.
Love you. God bless you. See you later.
Later, Gators.